And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seawing Ace Hardware. And finally, by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. And on Thursday, March 26th, in Huron County District Court, where visiting Judge Gerald Prill oversaw the cases, he oversaw a case that's less about punishment and more about potential. Brianna June Carroll Davis was accused of a retail fraud incident at the Bad Axe Walmart this past February, and she found herself at a crossroads. The charge? A misdemeanor involving less than $40 in air fresheners and makeup. But instead of a straightforward conviction, Ms. Davis has been handed a rare opportunity. A 120-day delayed sentence. Her future record now depends on her commitment. She must successfully complete a Thinking Matters program, steer clear of the Bad Axe Walmart, and pay $425 in fines and court costs by July 24th. That's about 10 times what she should have spent at the Walmart. If she fulfills these conditions and the charge disappears, offering a clean slate, it's a compelling look at justice. It offers a path to redemption right here in Huron County. And from the Huron County District Court as well, visiting Judge Prill presided and heard a tale that proves that some pies come with a surprisingly steep price. Sarah Elizabeth Johnson, a first-time offender with a clean record and a steady job, faced retail fraud charges as well, and it was for a $5.63 apple pie from the Walmart. Her plea? Guilty. But the consequences? Far from sweet. Johnson accepted a delay of sentence agreement, which demands she completes a Thinking Matters program and pay a grand total of $430.63 in fines and fees. Judge Prill underscored the gravity, calling it a huge wake-up call. A $5 snack ballooned into a $400 or more lesson, and it's a stark reminder that even the smallest lapse in judgment can carry a significant legal and financial bite. And courtroom drama unfolded from the district court as well, where Judge Prill presided over a plea deal that sounds straight out of a rural crime novel. Ryan Dale Sprague walked into court facing a serious concealed weapon charge, but in a surprising turn, that charge had vanished. Instead, Sprague pleaded guilty to a different kind of offense, illegally baiting and shooting a deer with carrots. Yeah, you heard me right, carrots. This unusual swap saved Sprague from potential jail time, but it came with a hefty price tag. He's now on the hook for over $2,500 in fines and restitution for the doe. His handgun is completely gone, and he won't be hunting again until 2030. The judge noted Sprague was pretty costly, but also advised him to better thank your attorney for navigating such a significant shift. A stark reminder that in Michigan, even a deer can lead to a complex legal entanglement. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, More Motors.
Hey, Todd Bowers here from More Motors in Cairo. You know how every town has that one place everybody trusts? The place where the coffee's always hot, the handshakes actually mean something, and the deals are so good your cousin in the county over keeps asking if they're real. That's More Motors in Cairo. And right now, Ford is giving us plenty to brag about. Because whether you're hauling, towing, commuting, adventuring, or just trying to survive another Michigan winter, Ford is a vehicle built for your life. Need an SUV? Escape is the get-everything-done machine. Bronco Sport is for the folks who think pavement is optional. An Explorer? That's the three-row family hero with enough muscle to tow the toys. Need a truck? F-150 is still America's best-selling truck, and for good reason. Power, comfort, capability. It's the truck that works as hard as you do. And if you want big power with small fuel bills, the F-150 Hybrid is basically a generator on wheels. Contractors love it, campers love it, tailgaters really love it, and the Super Duty is looking like it's ready to pull the whole thumb behind it. This is Todd Bowers. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving the Caro.
And we are back, and we've got some national news for you at this time. The arrest of a journalist by ICE agents in Nashville has sparked a national conversation this week regarding the rights of asylum-seeking members of the press. The journalist was taken into custody despite having a pending asylum application and valid work credentials. Press freedom advocacy groups have called for her immediate release, arguing that her detention sets a dangerous precedent for foreign correspondents working within the United States. And federal authorities have not commented on the specifics of her case, citing privacy regulations. And a coalition of transparency advocates have filed a new legal challenge against the heavy redactions found in the recently released Epstein files. Protesters at recent rallies have cited the lack of transparency as a major point of contention with the current administration's Department of Justice. The lawsuit seeks the unsealing of names and documents that were withheld during the initial release earlier this year. And government lawyers argue that the redactions are necessary to protect the privacy of victims and the integrity of ongoing investigations. And we'll be right back with some international news after this message from Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we are back, and we've got some international news now for you. The World Trade Organization negotiations in Cameroon have stalled as a critical deadline for the e-commerce moratorium approaches. The United States and India remain at an impasse regarding whether to extend the ban on customs duties for digital transmissions. And India has argued for the right to tax digital imports to protect domestic industries, while the U.S. contends that such taxes would hinder global innovation. If no agreement is reached by the end of the month, the 26-year-old moratorium could expire, leading to new costs for global digital trade. And the Chinese electric vehicle giant BYD reported a significant drop in annual profits, citing the withdrawal of government subsidies and a brutal domestic price war. The company is now increasingly looking towards export markets to sustain its growth. The shift has raised concerns in Europe and North America about a potential of low-priced Chinese EVs, and analysts suggest that the end of state support in China is forcing a consolidation of the global EV market, with only the most efficient players likely to survive. And we will be right back after this message from AVS Tech Team.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we are back. There are no obituaries to report at this time. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net for more news or obituaries, as well as weather and cancellations. My name's Tate Cervantes, and I'm coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.